Solomon, David's son and heir, became king before his father's death. He was about 20 years old. Before dying, David called his son and said to him, "I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man. Keep the decrees and commands of the Lord your God, as written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go, and that the Lord may keep his promise to me when he said, 'If your descendants walk faithfully before me, you will never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel.'" Then David spoke to Solomon about Joab, the commander-in-chief of the army of Israel. "You yourself know what Joab did," he said. "He murdered two of Israel's commanders, Abner and Amasa. Should his gray head go down to the grave in peace? Deal with him according to your wisdom, but show kindness to the sons of Barzillai of Gilead. Let them eat at your table, for they stood by me when I fled from your brother Absalom. As for Shimei, the Benjamite, who called down bitter curses on me the day I went to Mahanaim, on the day of my return, he came to meet me at the Jordan, and I granted him his life. But he is not innocent. You are a man of wisdom. You will know what to do with him. He does not deserve to die in peace." Then David summoned all the officials of Israel to come to Jerusalem. He rose to his feet and stood before the great assembly and spoke to them. He told them that God had chosen his son Solomon to be king, and that he was the one who was to build a temple for the Lord. David exhorted the people to remember the commands of the Lord and to follow them carefully. Then turning to Solomon, David said, "As for you, my son, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Now be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord my God is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." David gave Solomon the plans for the sanctuary he was to build. God had given the king understanding by special revelation of all that concerned the house of the Lord. David had made the plans for the buildings, portico, storerooms, courtyards, and treasuries. He described the sacred furniture, as well as all the holy articles to be used in the temple, with their weight in gold and silver. He gave the divisions of the priests and Levites and the work they were to do in the service of the Lord. Then David turned to speak to the people. "God has chosen Solomon to be king, but he is young and inexperienced," he said. "The task of building the temple of the Lord is great. With all my resources I have provided for it, gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, fine marble, and all kinds of precious stones, and I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver. Who among you is willing to help and provide for the work of the Lord?" All the people joyfully accepted to help Solomon, and great quantities of metals and precious stones were given freely and wholeheartedly. David praised the Lord before the whole assembly and rejoiced with all his heart. "Praise be to you, O Lord," he said, "from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory. You are the ruler of all things, exalted as head over all. Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what is yours. I know, O God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. Give my son wholehearted devotion to your commands and keep the desire of the people loyal to you." The whole assembly praised the God of their fathers and fell to the ground before the Lord. The next day the priests made sacrifices to the Lord and presented burnt offerings in abundance. Solomon was acknowledged as king a second time and anointed before the Lord to be ruler and Zadok to be priest. And Solomon sat on the throne as king in place of his father. All Israel obeyed him, and the Lord highly exalted Solomon with royal splendor, such as no king over Israel ever had before. David died about 970 BC at the age of 70. He had ruled for 40.5 years, 7.5 years in Hebron and 33 in Jerusalem. God had given him wealth, power, and glory. But David was not only a great monarch, In writing his Psalms, he was also an inspired poet. Next episode, the Book of Psalms.